57 CFW.
Yes. Yeah. Kiss.
As much a part of the valley as taking in an express game on a beautiful summer day and a scoop of Olsen's ice cream, this is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music. CFW.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
I ain't got many friends.
All the fun of a summer mixtape with no worrying about the tape and the cassette snapping.
Oh, no, no.
105 days of summer fun on 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Down. Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Keeping a close eye on the radar tonight for severe weather, we've already had some warnings issued. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong with pockets of heavy rainfall and lows in the mid-60s. More pop-up showers and storms tomorrow, cooler, highs mid-70s. Currently, it's 85.
CFW.
CFW.
1057 CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
Yeah.
This is 105.7 CFW.
And better than ever. Don't miss the magic, mystery, and history of the Newborn Village Renaissance Festival happening 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday through July 2nd at the Eagle Ridge Festival Grounds in Chippewa Falls. The Valley's RenFest has it all. Live entertainment, merchants, and of course food, including those huge turkey legs, a true tradition. Find a schedule and map at newbornvillage.com.
Of my find. Attention.
Attention all employees of all other radio stations. Caught you listening again. We understand. But we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but, wait, huh?
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW. 105.7 CFW. CFW. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Special Report. Yevgeny Prigozhin has ordered his mercenaries to halt their march against Moscow and return to Ukraine. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland on why.
As Prigozhin began this effort, he made a quick assessment that perhaps the Russian military forces were not rallying to his side. He probably was taken aback when people like the Chechen leader Kadyrov, who might be a likely candidate to join him, also denounced Mr. Prigozhin's efforts. So I think he made a quick assessment that this might not work, and then found the best way out.
The rebellion was a protest over the Russian military leadership, but it hasn't improved the U.S.-Russia relationship.
The spoken goal of this